Hunter Larry Graham spent the last month searching for the perfect spot near Dummer Pond for the opening day of moose hunting season.
I'd been scouting that area, and there was a moose trail where they'd been coming out, and we just sat up and watched it, and out they came.
Graham lives in Washington, New Hampshire, more than 150 miles away. He's done a lot of driving.
I was there 2 weeks ago, and probably a month before that.
It's paid off. Graham bagged a female moose. Now he's watching workers check her over at one of the 7 moose check stations that pop up around the state this week. A team of wildlife biologists and volunteers bind the feet of the dead female, called a cow, at the inspection station in Berlin. They hoist her in the air using a power winch so they can weigh her and look at her teeth. They can tell her age by how worn the enamel is. They also inspect her ovaries, draw blood, and check her for ticks. Graham, like many hunters, waited a long time for his chance at a moose.
Took 12 years to get drawn.
The state awards moose permits through a lottery. They receive more than 13,000 applications. This year, they issued 275 permits. That's 2%, and the number's declining.
They're down about 90 permits from last year, and there are two reasons for that.
Catherine Rhines is a wildlife biologist for the Department of Fish and Game.
Number one, we reached our population objective for moose in a couple of our regions. People had wanted to see fewer moose, so we were reducing the population. In addition, we're starting to see increased mortality from winter tick.
Winter ticks usually suck the blood of the deer further south, but warmer winters have enabled the ticks to migrate north. Now they've reached moose country, and they're proving fatal. Enough ticks can bleed a moose to death.
I have to find some first.
The situation has become a concern for biologists, so volunteers bring combs to the inspection stations and count the number of ticks they see.
2.
70% of permittees get a moose, so the information provides wildlife managers valuable data. The station also provides good entertainment. More than a dozen people watch as the team probes a bull shot in nearby Jericho State Park. New Jersey resident Jim Catanzaro didn't have time to scout himself, so he hired a guide.
I don't know where I was. All I know is got up, got breakfast, and we went in the woods and got a moose.
Not just any moose. Catanzaro's bull's antlers measure almost 4 feet from end to end.
I think it was 47 and a half.
Yeah, we had 47 and a half. I don't know what the weight is. Do we have the weight? How much?
750.
You said that. You said 700.
Yeah, so that's a decent-sized bull.
Catanzaro's guide, Jerry Marco, is sheriff of Coos County 51 weeks a year. But each moose season, he takes off his uniform in exchange for camouflage. Every year of the last 5, he's led his clients to a moose. His secret? Pre-planning.
It's doing your homework like anything else. Do your homework, go out there and scout, find out where they are. And once you do that, you know, first day comes along, you go back out there, you know where they are. So it's like anything else. You got to do your homework.
Rhines, the state wildlife biologist, agrees.
Yeah, well, the important thing is to understand the species itself and know where they're going to be.
That and knowing what to do once you get it home.
Oh, I like any kind of moose. If you have a nice tenderloin on the grill, it is marvelous.
For NHPR, I'm Eric Isley.